Guys, the three of us are back.
Yeah. The moment, like, shit went south for her, like, obviously that puts an immediate pause on this.
Why, like, I can't picture that happening to a good person, you know?
Bree, also to add, has been there every day with her grandma.
Like, I've been really wanting to talk to you guys about this, because, like, you guys see this every day, so it's like, are you guys immune to it, or are you guys, like, it kind of terrified me, to be honest.
I feel like we were all kind of going through something in these last, couple months or whatever.
Are we gonna cry?
Yeah.
Life is crazy, but also very beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi, friends!
Ooh. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry!
My name is Bree.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
And let's get into it. Yeah,
crack it.
3, 2. Cheers. Cheers.
Ooh. Let's do like a air one.
Cheers.
Okay, well, let me introduce the drink, but...
Let her take a sip first.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. Today we are drinking Suntory. Suntory negative 196. I have peach flavor.
I have lemon.
I have grapefruit.
These are 5.5%. They are a vodka seltzer. Okay, it says... Sorry. Now I feel like I'm not. I'm shy now.
It's been a while, guys.
Okay, so the 196. Okay. Negative 196 vodka seltzer is a ready-to-drink seltzer made by Suntory. The name 196 comes from the freeze-crush infusion technology they use to where whole fruits are frozen in liquid nitrogen at negative 196 degrees Celsius. That was a lot to say.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are 5.5%. They are 2 grams of sugar, premium vodka, whole fruit flavor. Is there a calorie count?
Mine is 3 sugars.
2 grams. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So I guess they differ.
Okay. This is 2.5.
Okay, yeah, so they differ. This one has 110 calories. It's very small on the side. And 2 carbs.
Mine is 127 and 3.4 carbs.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Right off the bat, mine tastes like peach ring the candy. Like straight up peach rings. It's pretty good. Not too sweet though.
Mine tastes like a lemonade. Like you buy a lemonade from a stand. This is what it tastes like. I don't taste alcohol.
Yeah, I don't taste alcohol
at all. Yeah, this is very much giving grapefruit.
You love your grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. You are grapefruit girl.
It's refreshing already. I'm like, I was hot a second ago, but now I feel good.
I know. Japanese processed and infused with premium. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty cool. The whole fruit, frozen fruit thing.
Yeah, so it's like, it's natural sugars. It's not like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it kind of like freeze-dried? Kind of like...
That's the vibe that I'm understanding. Yeah. Frozen and crushed at negative 196 degrees Celsius using a proprietary Japanese process, then infused with premium vodka and natural flavors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a vodka seltzer. I don't know if we mentioned
it. Yeah, I think I did.
And it's from Japan.
It is from Japan. Legendary in Japan. That's what it says.
Oh, now
crafted in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Look at us. Okay, so we're back, guys. The three of us are back.
It's been a while. We have a new couch. We're spicing it up a little bit, and we'll continue to be spicing it up throughout.
Shout out Olivia.
Ooh. She came in clutch with the new podcast.
It's cutesy.
It is cutesy. But yeah, it's been a while. We took a 2-month hiatus. and we're gonna kind of explain today why that is, so why we took a break, and I think it was well needed and well deserved.
Yeah,
it's been a while, so if we're a little rough around the edges, don't blame us.
Just let us drink a little more. We'll be
fine.
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
Yeah,
I didn't feel nervous until I started having to read the stuff. Yeah, and I was like, oh fuck, what am I doing?
Once you start, it's like,
oh my gosh,
like freeze.
Okay, so.
Where do we start?
Yeah.
Baby
Bree, would you like
to? So, yeah, I'll get started. I don't even know when our last episode was. Beginning of March?
The one we scrapped,
which I don't think, so I think our last episode was, Oh, it was the St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's, so March.
Yeah, March. In our last episode that we scratched, we had mentioned we're going to go to Beyond. That was what was coming up. But before I even got to edit that podcast, before we even went to Beyond, my grandma, she got in an accident and everything stopped. You know, I couldn't really focus on this or anything else, to be honest. But yeah, I'm going to go into detail about that. She was walking on her mosquito. Yep,
mosquitoes.
Is it a mosquito?
Oh, I thought I killed it.
Is it a mosquito, though?
It's in your hair. Got it in my hand. No, I don't.
I don't think that's a mosquito, though, right? Is it?
I don't know. Okay, sorry. Oh, Matt is having a serious conversation.
Look, I'm puming.
It's so random.
I'm puming. The sun. Sunscreen, guys.
I'm melting.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe I needed that. I needed that little distraction. Like, huh. Okay. So my grandma, she goes on her daily walk. Like, she's super active. That's one thing about her. She will wake up early, do her walk, come back home, do her little bicycle, do a little crunches in the bed.
She's like, so cute.
Like, she does her thing. She just turned 82, guys. And she looks great for her age.
Oh, yeah, she does.
And really active. And she takes pride in, like, being active and being independent, you know? But, yeah, she went on her daily walk. Just a regular schmegler day. She was crossing the crosswalk on a green light when the little guy was still, you know, the walking guy was still on. She was minding her own business. She was walking. And a car, a reckless driver, hit her. It hit her pretty bad. The only reason I know this is because I ended up finding footage because I went to a local business that was like at the scene. What at the moment when everything happened, let me get more into it, I guess, and then I'll go back to this. But initially, she got hit. And that day, me and my mom were going to surprise her to go, like, just visit her, spend the day with her. That was on our mind the whole day. But this happened so early, and she had no identification on her. She had only her phone, and basically the cops, the ambulance, had no way to contact me and my mom. So we ended up finding this out until, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, 3 p.m.?
She was essentially a Jane Doe for a little while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only way they were able to contact us was using Siri on her phone. They had tried using Face ID, but since my grandma had endured so much trauma, like, the Face ID did not work. So they had to use Siri. Because also, she did try to they kept asking her, like, what her
password was.
And she, you know how you can't really remember until, like, you look at it and you're like, okay. Like, she would have to look at it and she was just like, she couldn't see. That's a thing. One of her eyes were shut because she had like a swollen eye on one end. She had a concussion and had a cut on this end. So a lot was happening. But I don't even think at the time, like, if I were to tell her this, I don't think she would remember that moment.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. And probably like initial shock was there. Yeah. So there was probably
You know what? All she remembers is she said that she remembered being like asleep and like she was like in a deep sleep. And they kept asking her questions. Aww. They were like, "Oh, how old are you? What's your name? Where do you live?" And she just remembers being like, "Oh my God, why are they bothering you so sleep. Much?" Yeah, aww. That's all she remembers. But it didn't like snap like, "Oh shit! Like, what am I doing here?" You know?
Yeah.
That didn't happen until later. But we got a call from my grandma. Like, it says that my grandma's calling. So my mom was like, "Oh my God! Like, what's the coincidence that, you know, I was just about to call you." And it was a freaking hospital. When I heard my mom like react, I was just like what? Like, what happened? She's like, what? What? Like, you know, it's just such an ugly feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they tell us that she got hit and it was pretty bad. And they said the only thing the cops told them was that the guy was going less than 5 miles per hour. So in that case, we're like, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad or whatever. But so we went straight there. When I tell you, I passed my freaking grandma because I did not recognize her. Like, that's how bad it was. But yeah, it was so sad. It was so sad to see her that way. Yeah, but like, I wanted to cry that whole experience, but like, I didn't want her to see me cry and feel worse. Or
that's literally the hardest thing, like trying to just like be strong for someone else, and it's just, oh yeah, that's
one. I didn't want to initially cry because I wanted to be strong for my mom so she could be strong, and then once I saw my grandma, like, I wanted to cry, but I didn't want to freak her out because I feel like if I start crying, she's gonna be like, oh shit, like something's really wrong. Then you know, because she didn't really, she literally, the first thing she tells us is like, I can't open my eye, like, I can't open my eye. She's like, I don't know what happened, mija. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, that's all. Like, she has no recollection of what happened. And in the video, too, like, she doesn't see it coming, like, at all. Like she doesn't. So, a part of me is like, I'm glad that she doesn't remember, because I feel like if she did remember and she saw it coming and she remembers the impact, like, I feel like that's the only thing that's going to be repeating in her head while she's at the hospital. So luckily she don't remember. But yeah, she was just, you know, just kind of confused. But yeah, later on she had told me that, I feel like she didn't remember the first couple of days there. She ended up telling me that she just remembers like waking up and seeing like casts around her arm and looking at herself. She's like, she just remembers being like, damn, like, I must have fell pretty bad. Like, she thought, like, maybe she slipped and fell. She's like, how did I fall? Like, what, like, it's so unlike her, you know? So.
Bree's grandma lives alone.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
That's how independent she is. She lives alone. Yeah. She does everything on her own. Like,
yeah, she'll take the bus to go get you stuff from the market, to go to your house to make you like, yeah, she's very independent. But yeah, but again that's the reason no one was able to contact us, because no one was home. The neighbors didn't really know, have any contact with us. Like, that is why it took so long for us to get there. But yeah, the injuries were pretty bad. She had a fracture on both arms. Luckily nothing was broken, but she did have fractures on her I think it was the inside, the inner wrist, but they had wrapped everything. And then this one, it was the bone that connected from the elbow to here, I think. I don't know my stuff, okay?
I don't remember my bones
either. Yeah, I was like,
she had a fracture somewhere there, and she also had a fracture in her collarbone, which I think that was the most painful for her. She had a small fracture on her neck.
Holy crud.
Like I said, the swollenness, the concussion, and two brain bleeds, two small brain bleeds, which that was what scared us the most. What else?
Something with her knee, no?
Oh, yeah. She had a fracture, the bone connecting the knee to the calf or the ankle or something like that. I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's one. I'm like, that's it.
She had a little bit of everything.
So
that's wild.
Yeah. But luckily, no, nothing was broken. Like, she'd have to go endure any surgery and have to, you know, endure more or whatever. But initially she couldn't go home right away. She ended up going to a skill center. She moved from ICU to like the regular hospital, and then to a skill center. But yeah, the process was just so hectic. I had mentioned to you guys that even during the hospital, someone had went in there and tried making her sign something. My grandma cannot move her arms. Like, she has no business signing anything, and she's confused, and she was able to barely see. Her eyes were barely open. So yeah, she has just said that someone had went in, said that my mom knew what this was, that they just needed a signature, that they already talked to my mom, made it seem like, you know, my mom agreed to this. And she's like, they're like, just sign, we just need you to sign. And she's like, I can't sign, like, look at my arms. And they're like, here, they just stuck the freaking pen in her hand and had her, like, do a line. They slid the thing. And I'm just like, what? And then, yeah, that was a whole mess. Tried talking to security, tried talking to the nurses. No one knew nothing. There were no freaking security cameras. Like, what? But that happened. But yeah, initially when the accident occurred, like I had no, like I didn't have no hatred towards the person that did it to her. Cause like, I feel like, you know, sometimes people are in your blind spot and it happens, you know, like, and you don't see them, like whatever. Like I was just worried about her. Mm-hmm. But once I seen the footage, I was fucking pissed because mm-hmm. it didn't need to happen. She was already on the other side of the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. So when he turned, like if he turned correctly and didn't see her, he would have completely like missed her. But he went into the oncoming traffic lane.
He went, what he totally name? Made him wrong. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to explain without, maybe we can put a drawing up or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'll put a drawing
up. But like
up.
Basically he was making a left on the street that grandma was walking across. So if he was making a left, he should have gone to this lane. She was already here, but he went into the basically the wrong side of the road, making a left Jesus. Right into her.
So that pissed me off the most. I'm like, it didn't need to happen. And the hit itself was so bad. It was not no freaking 5 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. He was going, I don't know, like it was not my 5 miles per hour for her to like literally fly in the air. It was freaking bad. But one thing he did do was get off and call right away, which I'm grateful for. I think that's the only, like, you know, like, at least he did that. Mm-hmm. But still, it's, like, even going through all this, like, legal stuff, it's, like, how much do we want to push for? Like, me and my mom were not greedy people. Like, we've never dealt with lawyers. We never dealt with this. Like, it's, like, honestly really, like, scary to even do. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot. But then it's, like,
the man was not paying attention, clearly. Yeah. He was either on his phone or
I feel like he was
under
on his
the
phone.
Influence or both.
And the police report took freaking over 3 months, too, for them to give it to us. We got we had gotten one page of it. And it was the guy's name. And I did a deep dive. And I can't include this in here. But I will tell you guys. Fucking can't say this on this. I'm so sorry. But use your imagination.
We found some stuff out, okay?
We found some shit out, yeah. But based on the information I found out, I really think he was on his phone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because, like, something was not clicking for him to have literally made the worst possible turn ever.
And not see somebody
like there. Who turns a left into upcoming traffic that like, early in the morning. Like
honestly,
dude
like,
was not paying attention.
When I found this out, just to backtrack a little bit too, this happened like on a weekend, right?
Yeah.
Because Brie and I that night before, which another thing I want to add, the night before we got together, we were making candy for Beyond.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Beyond. We had some drinks, but not like anything crazy. We've done much worse, you know? We had a few, like maybe
like, I think a tall can or two.
I think I had two. She had one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like it was nothing. We were at home. We were chilling. Mm-hmm. But the next day, Brie woke up and she was like crying.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel ugly. Like, I don't know why I feel bad. Like, did I do anything wrong? I'm like, girl, no.
It felt like anxiety, but like, I literally only had a tall can.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know why I feel so bad. Like, I feel like I did something wrong. I'm like, you're fine. Yeah. Like, you had one drink here. Like, mm-hmm. we're fine.
Yeah.
And that's very much Brie's intuition.
Yeah.
But because later on is when we found out. But the other thing that I wanted to add to that is like, now that I like, go out and go to afters and shit like that. Mm-hmm. The time of this event happened at 6 something in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, this dude could have been out all night and like just coming home, you know? Like, I don't know. Before I would have never thought that way, but now I'm like, yeah, people are still partying at that time.
Like, even if like you're, I don't get it. Cause even if you're like being reckless.
But also, so was your grandma walking? Sorry. Was she walking this way?
So
the dude, I don't want to drop this. The dude turned this way, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Was she walking this way?
Yes.
So, like, did he not see her walking at any point?
Right.
Like,
he wasn't looking.
I would understand, but if she was going this way and, like, if they're coming this way, you're not where you're.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Point blank, whatever it was, paying attention was not involved.
No.
Right. Like, at all.
Right. And then even if, like, I feel like if you're, like, recklessly driving, when you make a left-hand turn, like, I feel like you go further. Then you're like not closer.
Yeah,
you cut it shorter.
It doesn't make
sense. I don't know.
It just really doesn't make sense.
it didn't rub me the right way. But, like, yeah, like, when it came to, like, the settlement and everything, it's like, you're really asking me how much my grandma's life is worth, really. Like, that, we could have easily lost her right then and there. So, we didn't. So, I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful she's okay. But, like, yeah, that's basically what you're asking us. Like, but I don't know. Like, but we're not greedy. We don't want to, like, hurt
anyone. It probably also doesn't sit right, like, asking for money like that either. But, like, at the same time, like.
Yeah, I know.
The dude's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
No, like, he caused, like, gravely bodily injury. And, like.
Bree, also, to add, has been there every day with her grandma. Like, as soon as she clocks out of work, she's going there. Yeah. Goes to school. Goes there after school. Like, she spent her. All of her fucking waking extra time, any time that she has, she's been there with her grandma, which is, like, crazy because, you know, not everyone will do that. Yeah. But, yeah, like, that is a, that's a lot. That's a lot of shit that you guys went through, you and your mom.
Yeah. Like I said, my grandma's super, super independent. So, when she went to the skill center, it was really hard for her to become dependent. Mm-hmm. So dependent on strangers. People she doesn't know, for them to change her, for them to, like, she kept saying, like, no, like, no me gusta todo esto, se siente feo, like, she just, like, it feels ugly, like, I hate this, I want to be out of here, like, I just want to leave, but, like, she was still, like, bedridden, like, she couldn't move at all, like, she couldn't lift herself, she, like, nothing, so, like, we had to have her there to do therapy, and, but it was really hard for her, and I could tell she was getting depressed. That's one of the reasons where I was like, I'm going to be there for her. I'm going to be there in the morning. I'm going to be there as long as I can. Her boyfriend would be there during lunch, so she was literally, truly never alone.
Which is good, because skills are scary, I'm going to be honest.
When everything was going down, Bree had asked me, first of all, she was trying to get into our skilled, but that didn't work out for insurance reasons or whatever. But she was asking me, like, advice or, like, what skilled place I thought was better, and I'm like, honestly, dude, like, they all kind of suck. If you're not involved in, like, everything that's going on, I feel like nurses are, like, you know, they're just gonna do the bare minimum. So that was the one thing that I told her. I'm like, just because she was already there all day and all night at the hospital. So when she was going to transfer, I'm like, just keep being there. Like, make sure that you guys are super involved. Make sure everyone knows who the fuck you guys are. And then they're going to take care of your grandma because they're going to know. Otherwise, like, you know, it's a little scary. These fucking places, really, a lot of them don't give a fuck.
And her insurance had only given us two options. And they were one of the two worst options. They were so ugly. And you could tell it would... Like, the call light that they have, you could even, like, they're like, oh, yeah, you she'll use this as a call light. And then I look outside, you could barely see it on.
Yeah.
It was, like, so dingy. And the place looked like, just, like, it was just depressing.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of them just need to be, like, renovated or whatever. It just look, like, I feel like, especially as skilled, you're trying to rehabilitate, like, you should be somewhere nice. But a lot of them, like...
They're run down. They're run down, and the nurses are also run down.
Let people get overworked.
So
then that's probably, like, a thing, too, with your grandma, because she's very alert, too. So she's going to know what's going on. Like, she's, you know, her feelings are going to be very valid, because...
She's alert, and she's quiet.
So
she was letting shit happen, but she wouldn't say anything until they got there and be like, oh, this happened.
That's tough.
The worst, you know, like, because...
I don't know. I mean, honestly, relatable, though, because I feel like a lot of us, like...
Yeah, I probably would stay quiet, too, but it just sucks, because I, like, know how...
Just literally going to get my nails done. I'm like...
I know, dude.
In my mind, I'm like, the shape is wrong. She's going to fix it, though. She's going to fix it, and then I paid.
Don't say nothing. You don't say nothing. Yeah, it's really hard to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, for some people, it's natural, but I think a lot of us don't have that skill.
I feel like if you're elderly, too, it's kind of scary to speak up at the moment, because it's like, oh, they're just going to treat me badly now. You know?
Like, it's just way. It's so hard to say, too, though, because, like, I don't know. We've never been in a skill. I just feel like it has to be, like, a level of scary, you know? Of nerves.
Especially because of the whole thing that happened where a guy just came in to have her sign something. Like, I was terrified. Like, is anyone just going to be able to come in? You know, they're just sharing rooms with other people. Like, it gave me so much anxiety. Like, I could not sleep.
Especially because I'm pretty sure she couldn't even, like, pick up the phone to call you. No, right?
I'm like, ugh, it felt so ugly to just, like, leave her there.
Luckily, she didn't spend too long.
She spent 2 months, friend. For her
having a very horrific car crash, she actually made a really good recovery. But still, you know,
and
like
we have talked about it, that the reason why we think she was able to heal the way she did and fucking not break all her bones was probably because she works out every
day. She's been active all her life.
She's active. Yeah.
Despite it being on her
walk. She saved her own life, really.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, that could have gone way south.
Yeah, that's why I'm really grateful. But yeah, so they had given us two options for the skill center, and both of them were really terrible. One was slightly better than the other one. I'm like, the one thing I wanted was something that felt bright and not depressing, because she was already feeling sad.
Right.
But like, I really had, it was either like or worse. You know? So I picked the and supposedly they secured the bed, whatever. The day that she was going to be transferred, someone took their bed, her bed.
Oh, shite.
And I was like, bro, like one thing after another, like what the fuck? And honestly, it was God's doing. He did that. He made sure that happened.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, because the insurance lady was like, oh my God, I just got an opening to this place. I never get openings to this place. Like, you should do it. And I was like, let me go check, because I don't trust nobody. So I went to go check. So much nicer. It was just, like, so much brighter. The facility was newer.
I've honestly never heard of that place, by the way. There was a couple things that she... What was it?
Appa.
Oh, she came back and she's like, somebody keeps saying Appa.
Is I'm like, Korean.
I'm like, pain.
The poor lady, dude. No one's...
Wait, Appa or Itai?
No, Itai is Japanese.
Itai is Japanese.
Korean, Appa is pain.
Oh, I thought you were saying Appa, like dad. Appa is dad. Yeah.
In what? In Spanish?
In Korean. that's Papa. Switch the letters around.
I think I was like apple. That's pain. She came back and she's like, do you know what that means? I'm like, yeah, actually I do, because we get a lot of Koreans at the hospital. We can cut all this out.
No one spoke Korean, and I felt so bad. She was like, apple.
Yeah.
And no one understood it.
Guest there trying to figure out what's wrong.
She comes home and she's like, this lady keeps saying apple, apple. I'm like, she's saying pain.
I'm gonna get into that.
She's literally saying pain.
Not Bree's making a full assessment.
No, Bree started. She told me that she was, like, feeding residents and shit.
Oh, jeez.
At this place? Oh, yeah. At this place, like...
I finished my drink.
Okay. We're almost there. You guys want
to
taste?
We did forget to... I forgot to share mine. Sorry.
It's okay.
I also didn't bring a cup.
Oh, that's actually good. Because I normally don't...
Like lemon?
It's lemon. And this is, like, not like that lemonade where it, like, hurts your teeth. It's
what I was wondering.
It's nice. Yeah. No, okay, there's some that are like
one strawberry.
I want to try strawberry.
Okay.
I guess give me peach.
Peach.
I'll take grapefruit.
Grapefruit is delicious.
Okay. Someone's greenies on it.
Probably me. That would be me.
Okay.
So this is a second grapefruit. So how about you taste it before I drink out? Okay. Because I'm like, before I drink out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can smell it from here.
It tastes like grapefruit.
It's funny you could smell that, but not Esme's poop.
That is funny. I'm a little sticky.
The second time I walked in here, I'm like, oh, I gotta change your diapers.
I did not
things.
Know that at all. It's funny. I'm also a CNA, so.
Yeah, I feel like you're immune, right?
Yeah.
I'm freaking dead. No, I still smell that.
Okay,
I like it.
Like it. Oh, it's good. Yeah, so she ended up going to this really, really nice skill center.
Yay.
And honestly, she was blessed with two really good nurses. They tended her to her really, really well, and they like actually cared. Sometimes when they were off, though, then she'll get some of the ones that don't care, the ones that are just trying to, like...
You mean, like, charge nurse or CNAs?
The people who change her?
The CNAs, yeah.
There was, yeah, because there were some that were, yeah, two of them, main ones, they were really nice to her. They treated her well. They made her feel comfortable. The other ones, like, there was one that, like, would just, like, be like, oh, yeah, I'll change her later. Yeah, I'll change. Like, even when we're there, like, we try to make sure that they change her before we leave so she could sleep comfortably, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, no, no, no. I need to change them all at the same time.
Oh, no, hell no.
And then we'll ask my grandma, did he change you? No, he waited till the next person.
Report that shit. I mean, too late now. Yeah. But y'all should have reported that shit because that's ridiculous.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Even to tell family no is bold.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
That's bold.
And, yeah, but, yeah, I was telling Rosie that I was basically, like, working the place. Every time I went, I mean, I went every single day, so the people who were around her, they started recognizing me, you know, like, they'd be like, Mija, but, like, can you help me do this?
As they should, that way they know before you get there, she better look good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, like, when they see that family is very involved, they're going to get better care of your fucking family member. It is what it is.
As compared to, like, someone that doesn't get visitors ever, which is so
it's
sad.
It's sad. It's sad, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
The two for most places that took care of her, though, like, they tended to everyone beautifully. But the other ones,
because,
like,
they're in it for the right reasons.
Yeah, you could tell. But, like, why are you there if it's not for you? Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, because of that, like, I would see their family members, and, you know, they can't be there every day like I was able to. So whenever they were not tended to, like, I felt like I needed to, like, you know, there was one lady, her name was Olga. She had dementia, and her daughter would speak to her, kind of help over here, you know, but I made friends with her. She lived really far, so she wasn't able to see her every day. And she tried to make her understand that, like, not that I don't want to visit you, mom, but I live far, you know, she'll come in the weekends. But because she has dementia, she can't really fend for herself or tell people, you know, like, hey, I need this. Hey, I'm falling. Hey, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, whenever they would, you know, not attend to her, I would be there, like, try to motivate her to eat. Like, one time they had left the food. Why do they do that? I don't get it. They leave their food off to the side. And they'd be like, here's breakfast, here's lunch. And they leave it to the side instead of, like, putting it up for them and, like, raising them up to eat. And, like, she's, like, laid down, the food's onto the side, and she's, like, hungry, and she's trying to reach for it, and she's almost dropping the food. Like, I tend to her, you know?
Oosh.
Like, we call in a nurse, because I don't want to get, like, I don't want to, like,
Do too much.
I don't want to, like, get in their way or anything, but, like, I'll call their nurse. If they're not coming, I'm going to help her, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I tried helping her as much as I could, because, dude, the daughter had told me she lost over, like, 80 pounds. But, like, the nurses that were really good in that department, they literally took their time to feed her, motivate her, be like, you know, like a kid.
Because that's the thing with dementia. Like, it gets to the point where you have to literally be next to them and cue them. Yeah. Like, okay, take another bite. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah.
But sometimes to the point where it's like, swallow. Swallow.
Eventually that's what happens towards the end. You forget how to swallow.
It's
very sad.
Dementia is evil.
It's very sad.
Yeah. It's very sad to see. Yeah.
Also with this, like, whole experience, it's been like, I'm kind of triggered. I think I'm now afraid to get old.
No, yeah, it is. Trust me, I understand. There's times where I'm like, I would rather not, you know, have to deal with this type of bullshit. Sucks.
Really thinking, like, I've been really wanting to talk to you guys about this because, like, you guys see this every day. So it's like, are you guys immune to it? Or are you guys like it kind of terrified me, to be honest.
I think I'm slightly immune. But I don't know why in the back of my head I don't see myself living to be that old anyways, because none of my family ever did. So I'm not that worried about, like, those things happening. Yeah. But my grandma, my dad's mom, she did have dementia. So it is definitely a possibility.
Yeah, it's funny because I was talking to Carlos not that long ago about this. And I was like, dude, when I'm, like, demented, like, I just, like, that's it for me, like, I don't need to live any longer.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you're, like, fully functioning, and I'm like, well, I'm not there. And he said something that, like, really made me sad, because it's like, well, like, pretty much saying that, like, he would want me there even though, like, I'm still functioning. But I'm like, I would be so sad to not know who you are.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's.
And also, yeah. It's sad for the other person too. Like, maybe he doesn't realize that now, but mm-hmm. like, if one day you don't fucking remember who he is.
Right.
That's going to break his heart too.
And of course. And you see it there often. And yeah, it's always that partner that is like, you don't want to say selfish, but it in a way it kind of is. But then you also understand that, like, you spent all your life with this person and now they don't remember you. So you will try to hold on to them as much as possible.
That's
but
true.
There obviously will be a point when they will be non-functioning. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've seen that a lot where I work. I've seen it where you have a really functioning partner and then their spouse is just like, you know, so gone. And it's just, it's so sad. It's still very sad. Like, obviously you do get desensitized working with so many people and doing it for so long, but you still can't help to feel like, dang, like, you know, but then obviously once you go home, it's like, luckily, because you do have to be able to shut it off.
I used to take
because then you're going to go crazy.
Me for a long time. I did.
You always do in the beginning.
Some of the residents only, you know, like a few, like three or four, really, really, really stuck to me. Like, and to this very day, like, I'm still like, they're still here because just, you know, some situations are so fucking sad. And it's like, nobody asked for this. Nobody wants to fucking forget like who they are or who their family is. Or
yeah.
It's ugly.
And it's very interesting because you would think, oh, this is only going to hit like a certain subset of people. No, you literally see it with some people that were extremely successful, have immense wealth, you know, and it's just like dementia does not discriminate. Yeah.
Yeah. At all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even age. Some people get it way younger than you would think.
Yeah.
And that is ugly
too. You have some people in their 70s who can't even talk anymore. They don't know how to talk anymore. Mm-hmm. Like they cannot verbalize their needs.
I feel like we could really deep dive into this because Cindy and I obviously have seen a lot of this type of situations. But yeah, it is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, like I even started like, I went to a dark place. I was like, why I can't picture that happening to a good person, you know? Right. Like I'm like, did these people have to be bad people for them
not
to
at all? Like, not at all.
Like,
it's just like nature versus nurture type shit, you know? Either your environment's gonna do it to you, or you were unfortunately hardwired.
Yeah.
It's not right though. I don't
know. Not at all.
I'm pretty sure I'm headed towards dementia. No, man. I'd be questioning myself a lot. I'm like,
no, that's why also working in the field and then me realizing how much I forget, I'm like, fuck, dude, this is scary.
This is dementia.
Scary because if I'm already like this, how the fuck am I gonna survive in my 60s, 70s, like if I make it that long?
If I do
and I can't remember, fuck that shit.
I don't know. If I'm like freaking decrepit at 90, like let me go.
I won't get into too much detail, but there's this lady that used to live with us who was pretty old, mostly fully there, but her body was shutting down on her. She wanted to die. And like that's not a legal thing, you know.
You talking about
was trying to like figure out the logistics of like dying.
Euthanasia. I'd be down. Yeah. I'd be down for that shit.
Yeah, she was trying. She was trying, and they didn't let her.
I think she has to go. Isn't it Oregon? Isn't it legal there?
She had to leave the state for sure. Mm-hmm. But she tried, and she was fully there, which I thought was sad because I'm like,
I think
she's alert. She's oriented. She knows what's going on. She's ready to go. Like, why not just let her go instead of suffering in your own fucking body?
I think she did that shit. I think
I know that she was talking about it, but I honestly, when she moved, I don't know what happened to her after that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, and then also, I don't think you were around. We're going to definitely cut all this out.
Mm-mm.
She had ALS.
Oh.
What's that? basically your body.
Multiple sclerosis.
Your body doesn't work, but your brain is all there.
That's your muscles start wasting away. Yeah, so. Your nerves start wasting away.
She started, like, not being able to swallow, not be able to talk.
You start going backwards.
But her brain was 100% there, and she was pretty young. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for a while she would have to write on the whiteboard and we would communicate through there, but then it was too hard for her to. Mm-hmm. But she was all there the whole time. I feel
like
that's
literally the two type of old. Like, you're fully alert, but your body starts giving out on you, or you become demented and you're fully able. Yes. It's insane.
Walking around, no problem, but don't know what, have nothing going on
in you're just wandering.
Either way, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was very, very sad situation. She's one of the ones that, like, I think about often. She, to her dying day, I can tell that she knew what the fuck was going on the whole entire time, but she just couldn't do anything about it.
It's very sad. It's just, like, very unfortunate, because you really do have people where they've struggled, like, health-wise all their life. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, it's very sad to see. Like, so certain people cannot catch a break.
Mm-hmm. She sticks to me. She was my friend. We definitely have to bleep out all the names, but like,
that's why I think it is very unfortunate what happened to your grandma. But I think also like she's very lucky that she had that she had family that were there and present.
I know,
because that's honestly like something that like people don't realize, but it really does help in healing. Yeah. Like knowing you have somebody there for you, like having somebody next to you helping you, and instead of just like random strangers, because that's like another thing too, you have a lot of people that never get visitors. Either they didn't have kids, or they don't have family, or they have kids and something happened. It's just so sad when literally like nobody shows up for like holidays, like Mother's, Father's Day. Like, because I kid you not, when I started nursing, at this point we were all there, I was like, I'm not gonna have kids, like I'm cool, like I love myself, like whatever. And as soon as I started working where I am working, I was like, yo, this is sad, this is really sad.
That is the probably the only thing in my head that makes me think like I probably should have at least a kid, because I've seen some people with no kids, no family, no nothing. And it is really sad. It is really sad. They have like a fucking great niece that calls every once in a while to check on them. Or
granted, like also too, like sometimes people do have other families that really do show out for them. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not like very family oriented when it comes to like extended family. Like I'm very family oriented with like my mom and sister. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I don't want my sister. I don't want to like push anything on my sister. Granted, I know like if something happens, she'll be there for me. I'm like, my mom will eventually die before me, which is sad to say, but like you do want somebody to like, you know, show out for you. And I don't have that much family, so I was like, and it's just really like sweet to see like parents go and like visit their parents, and it's just like, damn, like full circle moment, like it's really lovely, you know.
That is something that working where I work made me think twice about. I don't want no kids. I'm like, no one will be there for me, because obviously I am the youngest sibling, so like even to say like my siblings, there's a 14-15 year difference between me and my next siblings,
so yeah,
I could potentially be alone.
Bree will be there.
Bree might be there for me, you know, if everything goes
we might
well.
Be roommates, not
yeah. No, for real. But yeah, it is like it is something that you probably wouldn't think about before, but working where we work, I have noticed that that's kind of like a thing. Mm-hmm. And even bleep this out, but also told me, straight up told me, because she asked me, do you have kids? I'm like, no. She's like, do you want kids? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you should have kids, because then look at me, like if you don't have kids, nobody's gonna take care of you, and nobody's gonna come look after you. And I was like, you're right. You are right.
Yeah.
It is very sad.
Not that you want to impose on your kids either. We're like, you must take care of me. You must visit. But like, you would want to think that like you've done such a good job in nurturing them that like when it comes time to like they will be there for you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I was telling you guys too that when I was younger, my grandma was the one to take care of me, like to get me ready for school. You know, brush my hair, feed me, get me ready for the day. And the roles have reversed, and I'm brushing her hair, I'm brushing her teeth, I'm feeding her, I'm cooking for her, changing her, and yeah, it's just like it's like so
emotional. I feel like it's somewhat fulfilling though. Somewhat, like, you know, it is sad, it's bittersweet, definitely, but it is also like kind of a fulfilling thing. I felt that way a little bit with my dad too. My dad didn't let me do that much for him because he had a lot of pride. But like, what I did do was a little, like, you know, I am proud of that now. But yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy. Life is crazy.
Life is crazy, but also very beautiful.
Yeah.
But life will definitely test you.
Yeah.
Are we gonna cry?
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard not to fucking cry right now.
Yeah, because I feel like that way too. I talked to you guys about this too, about like seeing Esme with my mom. It's just, it's just so cute, and then she'll often bring up like, this is how you used to be, this is what I used to do with you, and I'm like, oh, like, it's just, it's
your mom's having the full circle moments right now too.
Yeah, especially because the kid apparently looks just like me. So it's just like how did she say it, like, son igualitas or whatever, like, you guys are exact. I'm like, oh, it's just beautiful. It's just cute because I see how like joyful and happy she is with her. So yeah,
that is beautiful.
Yeah,
I need to blow my nose now because I want to cry. Cheers.
I feel like we were all kind of going through something in these last couple months, I learned that not that long ago.
Yeah, we definitely all had something going on. Bree's thing was the main, like,
that's what started,
because Bree is our main editor. She is our fucking glue that holds us together. So the moment like shit went south for her, like, obviously that puts an immediate pause on this, which is fine. I do think that we kind of needed it either way. I also think that we were kind of losing a little bit of motivation and what's the word, we were running out of like shit to talk about.
When did this happen to your grandma?
March,
right before Beyond, the week before Beyond.
Okay, so I was like, I'm trying to figure out when my stuff started happening, but I think it was probably like around the same,
a little later.
Probably
not even that long.
Life is so weird sometimes.
The timing was immaculate.
All right, so basically we all went through some shit, right? We took a little breaky just to vent. You know, some little girl time.
Happens every time.
Literally. But yeah, as of now, my grandma is finally home.
Yay!
With them.
Yes.
Not home alone.
She does still have a long process to go.
Oh, she's staying with you guys.
Yeah, she's staying with us. She has stairs at her home, so it's gonna be a while. She's slowly recovering, but I'm just happy that she's home. You know what? It was kind of bittersweet leaving the facility at the end, because she was graced with such good nurses that cared for her, and they all were kind of sad but happy to see her leave, you know? It was bittersweet. But oh my god, one last thing. My grandma comes home, not the next day, but the next day. Her sister falls.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets she sprained a couple places, and fractured a couple places. And she ended up at the same facility.
Oh, joy.
And in the same room.
No way.
And the same people are attending her. So we went to go visit her yesterday. And
no way.
The guy was like, oh, what are you doing here? And he's like, did your mom come back? Like, what? And I'm like, no, that's her sister. He's like, that's the one that came to visit her. Like, he started putting everything together. And I was
crazy. Wow. Her sister is older than her grandma.
My grandma, she is in her 90s. But yeah, the irony. Like, they're just like, wow. Like, are y'all in competition or what the fuck?
That is pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crazy story.
But they're both going to be good. They're both healing good. They're strong women.
They're both strong bad bitches.
Strong bad bitches.
And, love that.
Yeah. And, like, with this whole thing, like, yes, it's like, I hate that it even happened, but because it happened, like, I've been getting so close with my grandma. I'm having full ass conversation with her, and my Spanish is getting better. I feel like I had lost it because, you know,
like, I was gonna be funny, but instead of saying periods, like, periodo.
Like, my Spanish has been getting a lot better, and also everyone in the floor was, majority of them were Spanish speaking, so I had to speak to them in Spanish. Yeah, my Spanish has been getting a lot better. I'm communicating with my grandma a lot more. I'm spending more time with her. And honestly, it's so heartfelt. Like, it's so, like, fulfilling for me.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I love it. Like, that's the light through all of this.
The silver lining.
Silver lining, yeah.
I love that.
But yeah.
That's beautiful.
Very good.
And your grandma is amazing. She's so strong. I saw her when she was home. She looks amazing. She looks like nothing.
Her spirit.
She's so beautiful. Like, her spirit really, like, she's like Brie. Like, she's a light in a fucking room, you know? Like, she looks good. She looks good. Her spirits are high too, so that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Love that for y'all. Okay. I think we're ready
to do our ratings,
to do the review. I have not tried the lemon one, so let me just try that real quick.
And I think that was my favorite, the lemon one.
Let me see what's up. Let me see.
Lemon. If you have any recommendations of us, what? Huh? If you have any drink recommendations for us, comment down below. And while I have you here, like and subscribe. Do all those things. And follow our Instagram and TikTok.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Do other things. Okay. I like it. It is very much lemonade-y. Not like Mike's Hard, though.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't like Mike's Hard. It's way too sweet for me. This I love.
Okay, I like it. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Who would like to go first?
I feel like I don't know how to do this anymore.
Right? I know.
I think I could probably go first.
Okay, go ahead, Ben.
Okay, so as a variety pack, I'm going to give it an 8. I really like the grapefruit. I really like the peach. The lemon, I like. There are animals crawling on our ceiling right now. I like the lemon. It is a little tangy for me. Just a little. Not too much, but it did make me, like, make
it clean. I think all of them have a little, like, pizzazz.
They are, like, the fruit flavors are strong. I will say that.
Aquila, go do something about that. The
grapefruit, to me, I think was my favorite. He don't give a fuck.
Which one was your favorite?
Grapefruit. Grapefruit was my favorite because peach was good, but it was a little sweet. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of candy. Grapefruit was just, like, grapefruit, you know? The strawberry tastes like fucking strawberry, bro. Mm-hmm. Which is a problem because I don't really like strawberry, so I didn't fuck with that one that much. But what did I say? 8.
Uh-huh. 8.
Mm-hmm. Overall 8.
I'll give it a solid 8. I would definitely drink these again. Mm-hmm. I do feel lit. I drank 2. This is my 3rd one. I feel something already. So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they were too sweet. The flavors were strong, though, but, like, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
8 out of 10. And I actually really like the concept of the -196.
After learning
what the fuck it is, mm-hmm. I fuck with it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I think as a variety pack, I would do an 8 out of 10 as well. I'm trying the strawberry right now, and it's a bit, I love strawberry, but it's a bit on the sweeter end for me. And the other ones I wasn't too crazy about, except the lemon one. If I were to rate that on its own, I would rate it a 10 out of 10. I think if I were to get this, I would get all lime. No, lemon.
I would get all grapefruit.
All grapefruit?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I would. Yeah. Just because the other ones, I'm not crazy about grapefruit, so that's probably why. Mm-hmm. But the peach and the strawberry are a bit on the sweeter end for me. The lemon is just, like, perfect for me. Yeah. Like, it felt refreshing.
It is refreshing for sure.
So 8 out of 10 in general, but if I were to rate the 101, 10 out of 10.
Period.
Yeah. I'm gonna give these a 9 out of 10. I very much enjoyed the pack. Probably peach was my least favorite, not because it was yucky, just because it was probably the sweetest out of the bunch.
Yeah, for sure.
The grapefruit was immaculate.
Yeah,
like it was. Like I'm gonna literally say it was the most authentic grapefruit flavor I have had since we've done the podcast.
I think, like, I can agree on that.
First sip, I was like, "Yo,
yeah,
it's and it's not giving artificial; it's giving grapefruit."
Yeah.
I feel like most of them really gave like authentic, not like artificial.
Yeah. To me, the peach was giving peach rings. But yeah.
I feel like peaches like does that a lot though.
I've never had a real peach, like, so that I can't tell you.
A lot of the time, peach is gonna be on the sweeter end, and also the lemon usually is my like least flavor out of any pack, and the lemon was giving. It was giving. What was it gonna? I wanted to know what the price point was though.
Oh yeah. So this was a 8-pack, and it was $20.
Okay, not bad. I would honestly do this again. The concept of the frozen and negative 196, whatever. Yeah, like everything about it was cool, and it's made in Japan.
We love that.
It's a seltzer, but it like I did burp. As I'm pretty sure you could tell within the video.
Not that bad.
But it wasn't that bad. Crazy. No, it didn't feel like it's going down my throat. Like, funny. It was good.
Yeah,
yeah. I like agree. These.
I agree.
I don't want to give them a 10 out of 10 because I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like that's a hard title to like give them. But 9 out of 10 is valid. Like, these were good. And yeah. I feel lit.
Yeah.
I do feel lit.
Two drinks.
Yeah.
Two drinks.
These two are and a half, maybe a 0.5% higher than your average seltzer. So
I feel it.
We feel it. Yeah.
The more I drink this, the more I do taste or feel my saliva thickening a little bit.
Maybe? That's how I feel about the strawberry one.
To me, the lemonade is just a little too strong, but still not as bad as like a Mike's or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It is good, but I do feel like a little something going on now. But other than that, I definitely would drink them again.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We hopefully are back.
We are and back.
Better than ever.
I'm very excited to get back on track.
Yeah,
I feel like we've all... what is
I
it called?
Think we got our
rejuvenated.
Yeah, we're all getting like our lives back on track.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Just in time for summer.
I think that we need.
Honestly,
to
I'm trying to be a hot girl. I'm trying to be out there.
For real, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're with the right person because we outside, baby. Outside.
Honestly, I need that.
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, yes. So what that means is that we have more stories to tell on the podcast. So
because I'm a hot girl,
we do hot shit. Yeah, June for me is super stacked, so I feel like I'll never run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm ready. It is hot girl supper.
Well, cheers. Thank you guys for being patient with us. Thank you for still being here. Thank you for watching.
There were a few of you.
Who questioned? Are you okay?
Yes. Shout out to you guys.
So thank you.
Some that
we are alive.
We are alive. There were some people who I did not expect to ask.
Yeah.
That were like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, aww. You watch.
As soon as we cut, though, I'm going to tell you guys certain people that like brought the podcast up. And I was like, we need to block.
Oh, shit.
Right, no. It's so funny because, like,
to block some people.
You don't realize, or we don't realize, because you guys are not interacting. You guys are just silently watching. So we don't know.
You need to interact, okay?
But then someone.
At least like.
If you're going to bring shit up in real life, like.
And subscribe.
Comment.
And then we'll block you.
Then we're going to be like,
I'm out. No, but yeah. Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for noticing we were not.
Thank you. All right. We will see you not next week, but next week.
The next episode should be, if all goes as planned, mine and Jesse's EDC recap.
Jesse will be our guest.
Jesse should fucking be here on the next episode.
If not, we will still be here.
If not, Jesse's banned.
He's banned for the podcast. Cause...
Anyways.
Jesse's girl. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesse's girl. Okay. Yeah. We're done.
Bye. Bye. Love you guys.